Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don Meredith, who used to do the NFL, he would, at the end of the game, he would sing, "Turn out the light, the party's over," when a game was pretty much done. And I would say, in channeling the great Don Meredith, "Turn out the lights, the party's over." And by the party's over, I'm talking about the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the Uniparty is officially the Retrumplican Party. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats and other vermin, which includes rhinos, the fake news media, Biden's DOJ, social media oligarchs, and whoever else, they couldn't destroy Donald Trump post-coup. That is what New Hampshire represented. And that is what we've been saying leading up to New Hampshire. That is what we've been saying prior to Iowa. That's what we've been saying since Donald Trump got cheated out of his rightful second term, which none of the people want to hear. The Google people and all the people that control the universe out there don't want to hear. Before I even get started on this, I want to say this. I have 62,000 people on Twitter. I tweet something that I know resonates with thousands and thousands of people. Millions. This very stuff that you hear me say on this radio. And do you know, I will get two, you know, like retweets, and it'll have a reach of about 500 people. I have 62,000 followers. I look at people that'll have 2,000 to 10,000 followers. They make a tweet, it'll get hundreds of retweets, and it'll show reach of 267,000 or something like that. Many, many more times what they actually have in people. Now, understanding how things work, where I say something, then this gets repeated and whatever, you know what they call 6 degrees of separation. There is hardly anything that I say that wouldn't get at least 200,000 people out of, what, 330 million who agree? Are you kidding me? This is insanity. And look, I don't do this because I'm looking for something more. In other words, if my stuff doesn't resonate, I don't care. These are my opinions based on a lot of good solid facts and what have you. But what I do care about is when my work doesn't get out to the people who do want to hear it. And here's why I know. I know with 100% certainty these suckers are shadow banning me is because I used to get 4,000 to 5,000 people per day on Facebook. And I know, I don't have to guess at this stuff. I've been doing it a long time. I'm very good at what I do. I'm one of the best. And I get irritated because, again, I don't want more than my fair share. I'm not looking, this isn't me going, well, it's a union job and I want something. I don't want something for nothing, but I do want my something. I've earned it. Anyway, these vermins will not let me grow, and they don't want Trump to grow. They look at what has happened, and we talked about it with Nikki Haley. She's happy to get false votes. She doesn't care where her votes come from, and it isn't this, well, my politics are more partisan. No, these are people that voted for her who said, I won't vote for you because I don't agree with you philosophically, which I don't know why they didn't. Biden and Nikki Haley are one and the same, but they were going to vote for Joe Biden. But she's happy for that. That was her strategy. Her strategy to win was to essentially negate your vote, Republican, in New Hampshire. That's what you want to build your strategy on. We're Trumplicans, folks. That's what Donald Trump creates. And it isn't, I want to credit him. Why? Because I know it pisses off the left when they have to hear that they are no longer Republicans, they're Trumplicans. I'm not a Trumplican. Yeah, or that he's got no power. Remember the people that interviewed after the thing? Well, we didn't want to vote for Joe Biden because if we voted for Nikki Haley, we were making sure that Trump didn't have any power in the GOP. That's what one of the guys said. make sure Trump doesn't gain any more power in the GOP. Good luck with that little, you know, snotty-nosed college kid. As Caesar said to Maximus in the film Gladiator, why won't you just die? One of my favorite scenes. Because what Maximus is saying is, I'm a true warrior. I went to battle, many, many battles for the Republic. You are a figurehead. You just enjoy your power. You're willing to, and I'm stretching it out here, but you're willing to kill your own father in pursuit of power. Trust and believe there are Democrats and other vermin out there who would gladly kill anybody to have power. That's what has a lot of people afraid right now. I want you to consider this. How much money and energy did the vermin spend trying to defeat Donald Trump? Have you even given it any real thought? I'm talking about, I know I went and looked at the campaign finance, the spending on the FEC reports. Millions spent by the campaigns. Much, many, many more millions spent by the PACs that support these campaigns. It's one thing for Nikki Haley to spend $31 million with her campaign. It's another when the PACs representing her, or DeSantis, he spent, you know, $50, $60 million with his campaign. But then there's another, you know, $100 million in PAC money that is going attacking Trump. And I want you to know, attacking Donald Trump, we'll get to that in just a bit, but how much of that was spent, that was wasted, because Donald Trump created Trumplicans out of Republicans. Really out of rhinos. Because Republicans, by definition, are Trumplicans. Because we believe in what Trump stands for. And what they hate about it is they want to embarrass us. Oh, you support Donald Trump? You support... Have you had a Republican say to you that? Somebody supposedly is a Republican. Well, I mean, I just don't like Donald Trump. What do you mean? So you're saying that because we hold a person to Republican values, we got to take on their name and we become Retrumplicans? If that's the case, I'm a proud Retrumplican. If you want to say, Kevin, so you support Donald Trump, you're a Retrumplican. Yeah, okay, fine. You're not going to embarrass me into, oh, I don't know where that. I'm not backing away. Oh, if you like, it's one. I do a radio show, and the guy goes, and our favorite Trump supporter, blah, blah, blah. And when I go on there, I talk about Trump and the things that he's doing and what he's facing. And I go, look, if you think I'm going to come on your show and you're going to embarrass me into not supporting a guy that I see what's happening to him, you got the wrong Negro. You got love the Negro, man. We got a lot to talk about. Bad day for the Democrats.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They simply won't die.
One of my favorite scenes in Gladiator, you simply won't die. That's what the left thinks of Donald Trump. You simply won't die. Oh my goodness. And the other, one of my other favorite scenes is where Maximus says, your days of honoring yourself will soon come to an end. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. How much money and energy did the vermin spend trying to defeat Donald Trump? And it's not just about the money. It is the energy. Think about, there's negative energy and positive energy in the world. And I said this many times. I'll say it again. Can you imagine if we hadn't spent the half a billion dollars or more going against Trump and all the energy that the rhinos and the negative, the DOJ and all this other stuff. In other words, if we ran politics on the up and up, what would we save America? What would we be doing if we said, may the best person win and it needs to be fair? And we had somebody at the starting gate, the starter's pistol, that said, pow. We had a camera that made sure nobody got a jump. And at the end, we had a camera that could measure to within a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth of a millionth of a second. What if we had all that? But we don't have that. We have a system that is absolutely unfair. It is meant to be unfair. It's so unfair that they do what they want to do right in front of your face, and they dare you to do something about it. That's how unfair it is. These vermin, I call them that because Donald Trump called them vermin and they lost their mind. So why not keep doing it, right? These vermin enlisted Trump's first term VP to go after him. And Mike Pence's efforts to get Donald Trump up and disappeared like a fart in a hurricane. They took his number two guy to take him out. They couldn't take him out with his attorney, the person that knows the most about him. That didn't happen. Next came what? Chris Krispy Kreme? He got paid to go after Trump. Every one of these campaigns, I'm going to tell you what happened. Whether it was Chris Christie, whether it was Nikki Haley, all of them did. Ron DeSantis, I guarantee you, this is a fact. You don't have to guess. This is not conjecture on my part. Some rich fat cat went to him and said, "You got to take Trump out." They knew that Christie couldn't do it by himself, that Asa Hutchinson couldn't do it by himself, and there's a litany of others that they wanted to get. Nikki Haley, none of them, DeSantis. But they thought collectively, if we get his VP, if we get a state, a former prosecutor, if we get a couple of governors, if we get his UN ambassador, if we get blah, 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 if we put it all together, it'll make people think that even his own party doesn't like him. Former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. Really? People got together and raised millions of dollars for these clowns. They did it for DeSantis. I watched it happen here in Arizona. And what about the brash New Jersey former prosecutor, Krispy Kreme? Sent him packing. The only one who had genuine strategy for what he was trying to do that did not hurt the Republican Party and did not hurt Donald Trump was, yep, Vivek Ramaswamy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did the right thing, dropped out of the race prior to New Hampshire. I don't know what happened, and I'll tell you something else. Don't believe that DeSantis is on the Trump train. Don't believe it. Don't think he's going to be some Pied Piper for Donald Trump. He lost. He said his piece, but every indicator that I'm getting, he is not on the Trump train. He is not a Trumplican. So he's still part of that establishment nonsense. But I'll give him credit for doing the right thing and saying I give my support to Donald Trump. But it's going to be support like Barack Obama saying we're going to give you a peaceful transition, and then they're going to take keyboards off the keyboard. You know, off the keypads and the computers in the White House. Take the D, the J, and the T. Anyway, Trump picked up DeSantis' carcass on the road to his 2024 victory, so DeSantis lives to fight another day. Casualty of the Trumplican movement, but he can be embraced in it if he does it the right way. But in the end, after Team Haley sent in, I jokingly say, they sent in buses of black churchgoers from Chicago and MS-13 banditos to swing the New Hampshire primary vote her way, she got trounced. The one-man wrecking crew beat Haley, beat the rhinos, beat the Democrats, beat the media, beat social media, and all the other hidden vermin that are hiding down their rat holes. But can you put a number on it? I'm trying to, because I'm looking at it from a pragmatic point of view and saying all that negative energy, that money that went into stuff, and more importantly, that effort to get Donald Trump. Can you imagine if all that effort went to promote what Donald Trump is doing? DeSantis spent, from what I'm told, I don't know if this is true, $150 million getting humiliated. He raised millions, tens of millions of dollars, had millions up front. Again, I know this as a point of fact. And squandered. And there were people, the PACs that supported him. I'm given a number of $150 million. Nikki Haley used that number. I'm presuming her information was correct. $150 million to get nothing. Nikki Haley spent, I heard, $31 million and estimates of $100 million with other stuff. You know, the leftists, the anti-Trump people that vote that put their money on her. And she's done. Oh, I know she pretends that she's going to continue, but she's done. Pence, Christie, Scott, Ramaswamy, probably an aggregate at least of another $50 million. I know Ramaswamy, I looked at his FEC report, he brought in $22 million. And in the end, all they got was a T-shirt that read, "You can't spell triumph without Trump." That's one of our T-shirts, by the way. And our merch, if you want to go to the store. Kevin, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Trump has outraised every candidate. Every single one of them, including Joe Biden. I'm talking Democrat or Republican. Every single one of them. He gets more earned media than anybody on the planet. You can't pull up media on any day of the week where you don't see Trump. It might be negative to one thing, but most of the time, his point is getting made. And I'm telling you, Trump is resonating. So much so, and we played this clip yesterday, Dean Phillips is saying to the Democratic Party, if you dismiss Donald Trump and the fervor of his supporters, you do it at your own peril. There is nothing like it. And he knows it. We'll play that clip when we come back. This is a reminder so people get it. By the way, second hour, E. Jean Carroll.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And I got to tell you guys, I went to a Donald Trump rally a couple nights ago. Never been to one. I had an event across the street. I saw the line of people waiting in the cold for hours. And I thought, what the heck? You know, I'm going to be a leader who actually invites people, doesn't condemn them. Met probably 50 Trump people waiting in line. Every single one of them, thoughtful, hospitable, friendly. All of them so frustrated that they feel nobody's listening to them but Donald Trump. A diverse crowd, people who had never been to a Trump event before. My party is completely delusional right now.
That clip says a ton that Democrats don't want to admit, the media and the other vermin out there. But I know the only way they can beat Trump is to cheat him. They got to pencil whip him. And it's going to be really difficult to do that. Don't believe these... Donald Trump barely beats Joe Biden or whatever. It's absolute nonsense. And just so we're clear, Joe Biden's days are numbered. Don't think that Joe Biden is going to be their person going in. I pray I'm wrong. I hope it is Joe Biden, because let me tell you, we got a lot of time for Joe Biden to really screw the pooch. And as the old saying goes, try to sell the pups. Because he is crashing and burning right before our very eyes, and the left want to ignore it. Go for it. I want him to be your guy. Because, you know, if we have to pivot, it isn't that Donald Trump can't pivot and beat Gavin Newsom or whomever. Insert here, Dean Phillips. Bring it. But I want it to be Biden. I don't think it will be. In fact, if I were a Vegas odds maker, I would be telling you. I mean, if you want to give away your money, fine. But it's not going to be Biden. I'm pretty convinced of that. And I don't think it's because of it. I mean, there's enough stuff for him not to make it. Let's face it. He's a crook. And he's a crook in plain sight. But I think physically, he's going to be so die. By the time the people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute here. So please let it be Joe Biden. Put him on spotlight. Let people see the Democrats hate Trump so much they would put in a guy who, not, I mean, he was brain dead in 2020. What do you think he is in 2024? Do you think he's gotten better? Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Donald Trump ridiculing some of the Democrats. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get back into what is their strategy going forward? What is the strategy of the rhinos and all these other vermin that are out there? And which sadly and most pathetically and shamefully are made up of Republicans, people that call themselves Republicans who are not. They're just a bunch of jealous little ninnies that are mad that Donald Trump jumped them, leapfrogged them, and then outperformed them. It reminds me, honestly, of Usain Bolt. I don't know if you guys know the story of Usain Bolt. He was a 200-meter runner. And he goes, "I'd like to run 100. To his Jamaican team, they were like, "You're too tall." the best sprinters are not as tall as you are. He says, I think I can beat these guys. And what did he do? He became the most well-known sprinter in the history of the sport. Because he dared say, I think I can beat them. They're like, well, you're not a pure sprinter. They gave him all the reasons he couldn't. That's what Donald Trump did. They gave him every reason. You can't do businessman, you don't have any political. And Trump's like, look, but I'm looking at the failures of what you guys do. Here's my point. I can't do any worse.
You know, we have fun. We're laughing and kidding. But when I say that, he's a fascist. He announced tonight he wants to cancel the election. They actually had, you know, when I imitate Biden, you can't find his way off a stage. You can't put two sentences together, right? Can't put two sentences together. He's a teleprompter. He doesn't know where the hell the teleprompter's there. And the nice part about me, I only use the teleprompter. The average, I think they say it averages about 9%. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a guy that didn't really need the teleprompter? Isn't that nice, though? Isn't that nice? But, you know, the dangerous thing I have, Al and Steve, is when I joke a little bit. You know, we got to joke. The country's in such trouble. If you don't have a sense of humor, we'd never get by. But you got to sort of make a little bit of fun. And I sort of imitate his speaking, and I go, bye-bye. He has no idea where the hell he is, right? Or I'll show him where he can't find the stairs. Now, we have a stair there, we have a stair there. We have one here, we have one here. They're all over the place. And he can never find us. I think Secret Service says, you always have this young, handsome guy run onto the stage, grab his arm, and pretend like it's normal to be doing that, right? But the biggest thing is, when I do it, they sometimes put me on, and they say Trump couldn't find his way off the stage. Because they are the most dishonest people on earth, other than guys like Adam Schiff and, you know, Shifty Pencil Neck. Pencil Neck! He's a marvel. No, he's a structural marvel. He has a neck. And his head is like a watermelon. And his neck. And how that neck can hold up that big, oversized, ugly head is hard to believe. Oh, it's true.
That's practically stand-up. Oh, man, what about them big old buggy eyes of Adam Schiff? They don't help with his. They don't help with Schiff. He looks shifty with them big old eyes, man, buggy eyes. I don't know. Oh, man, that tickles me so much. Trump. I mean, you know, and it's funny because people look at that and they go, that's not presidential. I think it's hysterical. I think it's so the way people are. Holy cow, man. We have this idea, and I keep coming back to scenarios in my life, because I dealt with a lot of executives, and all the executives sort of have this executive thing, and like, ugh. But then you get them on the boat or the yacht or whatever, and you find out these guys are, man, they can't wait to get out of the tie so they can do all the things that they don't want you to believe they do. It's kind of like the people with Epstein. You'll see them, oh, hey, we're all good people, whatever. These elitists, man, there's a reason why they call them filthy rich. Because they're filthy. Their thoughts are filthy. Their actions are filthy. And they're completely duplicitous. They go, let me tell you what they do. They set up charities. They talk about, oh, and we're going to do this charitable thing and this charitable thing and charity, charity, charity. And we're helping all these people. And I'm telling you, it's all it's a cover. And they will do it whenever they're at their worst. They will do it. Ghislaine Maxwell was going to save the oceans once they found out what she was up to, what she was doing. They run to their charities, or they run to their special interests. We're going to help black people, little Africans, Darfur, whatever. It's all a cover for the filthy and the filthy rich. And I'm going to tell you, I know it. It's sad to know what I know sometimes. I tell you, you get up, you do this job, and you have to reveal the dirty, ugly side of politics, the dirty, ugly side of people. But if you don't, you won't realize they're there. Because I'm telling you, if you're out just making a living, and your money goes from, you know, your bank account to, okay, I got to pay this bill, I got to get the kid, you know, if you're in baseball, new bat, hockey, expensive sport, tennis, new rackets, etc., you don't have time to be looking for nonsense. But the people that have the money, they got time to indulge any crazy fantasy they want. And I'm telling you, it is a cover. They cover for themselves. They get power, then they leverage each other for power. They trade favors, and we're the left in the wake. And they hate that we're trying to get our power back. That's why I tell people, don't talk to me about George Clooney or some, you know, Katy Perry or whatever. I don't care about these people because you can act or you melodious, you know, things come out of your mouth. I'm supposed to take you seriously? Anytime Donald Trump cracking me up, structural marble. The Democrats add an indictment. Trump gets 5 million more donations in dollars and 2 points in the poll rise. And the Trumplicans made it clear, folks, that they will donate money to Donald Trump no matter what. They've got deeper pockets than any of the rich fat cats that are out there. And the GOP's on life support in almost every state. And for the most part, without Donald Trump, the GOP goes broke. This party is a Trump-looking party, and I'm going to keep saying it until it makes sense to some of the people out there. I'm attending a GOP fundraiser this week in Arizona, and I know for a fact that the GOP here can't find two nickels to rub together. And then this latest news of GOP Chairman Jeff DeWitt calling up this, you know, trying to get Kerry Lake to take a bribe to get out of the race, that's not going to help things for the GOP or make it any easier for him. So we're in this post-New Hampshire phase where Donald Trump has laid waste to everybody. The rhinos have been left on the political Serengeti. And now they got to evaluate a new calculus. I'm talking about the people that want to destroy Trump. They wasted money to get the man who should have already served most of his second term. And as one man asked of Haley, why are you wasting money on all of this when you know you're going to lose? The elites running the country and the world have seen nothing like Trump and nothing like the stickiness of the people who are supporting him, and they can't deal with that. How does Donald Trump continue to fight the system and defeat it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I tell every young man who's telling me I'm thinking of getting married or something, I said, look, you have any advice? They said, yeah, pick a family with five sisters or more. And they look at me, what the hell is that all about? I said, it's really simple. That way one of them always loves you, not the same one. You always have somebody on your side.
Jeez, what a moron. God, that's the person that people want running the free world. Brought decency to the White House. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Boy, I take no prisoners. I go on Twitter, by the way. I'm so disgusted with Twitter. I'm so disgusted with social media. I'm disgusted with shadow banning. But what I will tell you is I feel empowered because they feel like my voice is powerful. Because they do it. 62,000 people on Twitter, and I tweet something out, and it gets coverage of 500. In other words, I don't anticipate that everybody's listening to me at any moment, but I'll get 2 to 5 retweets, if you will, of the thing that I send out, and my reach will be 500 or 200 with 60,000 people. That's a statistical, almost a statistical impossibility. And as I mentioned, there are people that will have 5,000, 10,000 followers. They tweet something and it will get 285,000, you know, coverage. You should be getting a minimum of 2x the number of people that you have and probably upwards of 5 to 10x. But you don't see that in my stuff. And it's I'm not going to be disappointed about it. I don't know why. I'm not going to dwell on it more than just telling you there's something going on. But I take my power in that somebody wants me silenced. And that's what they want for Donald Trump. And that's what they want for MAGA. Democrats have waged frivolous lawsuits based around their ginned up nonsense of January 6th, the J6 insurrection. Now, I'm going to predict, I've already said it, J6 will blow up, repeat, will blow up in the faces of the Democrats and the indictments, and Trump is going to embarrass them, what, 91 times yet again? Democrats are showing their desperation, folks, in the most revealing ways. Because of their insanity of using the 14th Amendment against Trump as it dies a painful death, they now pin their hopes on a lady named E. Jean Carroll. Now put yourself in the mindset of these losers. The people who have donated millions of dollars to stop Trump, and they put their faith in a nasty girl. Remember what happened to Stormy Daniels? Yeah, me either. So, the devious ways in which they try to influence a political outcome. I talked about Kerry Lake and this deal with Jeff DeWitt here in Arizona. That stuff goes on all over the country. You sit this one out. You do this. We'll take care of you. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Let our candidate in. People pulling levers, levers of power, for no other reason than they have more money and more time on their hands, so they think they're smarter than we are. What must a nationwide cabal think of itself if it can't destroy one man? All of these forces, folks, seen and unseen, they can't get Trump. By most accounts, Trump got, what, 74 million votes in the 2020 election? I think he got more than that, but let's just use that number. He started the MAGA movement, something Democrats now mention disparagingly daily. They call it out by movement, and yet the movement grows. Americans, like myself, proudly MAGA, and Democrats have even given MAGA a negative term. They call us maggots, in you know, referencing to the insect. Okay, I'll be a maggot. Everything serves a purpose in God's creation, doesn't it? I've been talking about this. Republicans are now Trumplicans. You want to know why? Simple reason. You want to win. I've talked about this before, but it can't be said enough. You want people who know how to win around you. I remember we went undefeated in my high school year, my senior year. Only undefeated football team in the history of our team sports. And you know what I learned from that? How to win. We won at all cost. There was a thing in the locker room, and you can't teach it. Despite the narrative, folks, of Nikki What's-Her-Face, Trump is the only person who can defeat insert Democrat here. Because if I've mentioned before, and I've said it again, I'll say it again, Joe Biden's not going to be their guy. I hope he is. Let's say Trump versus Biden. Nikki Haley is she's dreaming if she thinks she can beat Biden. They will not play fair. They will make her believe what is the unbelievable. Oh, yeah, you can do it. Same with McCain. They did it with him. Oh, he reaches across the aisle. There's nobody, I repeat, nobody. I love Elon Musk. I think the dude practically walks on water. I wasn't a fan for a long time, but I'm a fan now. I think he walks on water. He couldn't do what Trump's doing. He couldn't. It takes a special person in a special moment. That's not to say he's not a man. If you ask me, Kevin, who would you rather hang out with, Elon or Trump? Tough call, but I think I'd pick Elon Musk. Not because he's, you know, the life of the party, but just I have so much admiration for him. He's a brilliant guy. But I'll tell you this, he could not supplant Trump in doing what he's doing. He could not survive this gauntlet, even with everything that he's done. He's not built for it. Trump has a special purpose in this election cycle, as he did in 2016 when, against all odds, he defeated the same system that all but guaranteed Hillary Clinton her history-making presidency that never happened. Republicans, I hate to use that word, the rhinos that are playing with us are shills. They've been approached by the mob, and they've been told to throw the game. And every time you pass them the ball, they double dribble, or they get a steal. They allow a steal to happen. Or they don't play good defense. Or they miss the shot so far off you start to suspect, are you really playing for us or are you against us? But what happens is Donald Trump is always there to pick up the fumble, pick up the dribble, steal the ball back, go in for the dunk. The core values of the Republican Party under Donald Trump are being restored. The ugliness being removed from those drunk on power that have created decades of Republican stench. That's what we've been dealing with. And we're, you know, again, we're naive. We're sitting there going, well, surely they're on our side. I mean, so's bad Democrats. I tell you, I have more disdain for the rhino Republicans, the George Conways, the Bill Kristols, the Jonah Goldbergs, some of whom have finally said, you know what, I see the light. I saw the light. They've gone all Johnny Cash on us, but not enough. And you got to be asking yourself, why are you throwing the game? Why are you not making the easy layup? Why are you intentionally missing the free throw? I'm using a lot of basketball analogies here. Hopefully people can keep up. But you get what I'm saying? What is your intent? Shameful tactics. But they're not going to work. The stuff that the Republicans pulled in 2020, not going to work. America will be restored. And I believe it as much as I believe there's a loving, living God. And as much as I believe in you. By the way, Craig, thanks for the note. I am going to go to your family reunion this year. So we're going to plan on that. You got to give me the date well in advance so I don't plan anything else. But I'm telling you, this year, one thing we are focused on is making sure that my staff is compensated, that we get the word out about what we're doing, because we have to evangelize. This is our year. We can't mess around. I'm going to finish with saying this. Well, I may say a little more, but I want to make this point. No matter how much the rhinos, I'm not going to put, say, Republicans, because Republic I can is what I think of Republicans. We are Republic I can. The rhinos try to satisfy their mob bosses. They're trying to make sure that these guys, you know, get the point spread, whatever it is. They're throwing the game. But Trump keeps sinking baskets to cover the spread. And that's what Trumpians do. They're undaunted. And what we did in New Hampshire, and I didn't vote. I mean, I can't vote there. But I supported what people did. And against all odds, against them stacking the deck against Donald Trump, he defeated them. Nikki Haley's gone. And the rhino contingent, the people that are funding them, they got a lot to be thinking about.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.